It's actually not really high tech. It's something that, you know, the whole community can participate in hands-on. So, I mean, to go back to the basic, D3D, or participatory three-dimensional modeling, which combines local spatial knowledge, or the knowledge of communities and their surroundings, especially their natural surroundings. And then you combine this with data on elevation or contour maps, and also the sea, to produce a standalone georeferenced model of it could be a district, it could be a whole island, or whatever scale the community or the country wants as a whole in order to inform their planning. So it's quite low tech, and use quite the, you know, basic materials that are available, sort of like an arts and crafts exercise, and it's quite fun. But at the same time, the product is an informative one that would be useful for communities and also governments and NGOs to look at decision making for resource management and planning into the future.
I take it, therefore, from the description you've given us, that this is not something that's been computer-generated with all those fantastic 3D models you can produce now. This is, as you say, hands-on, done the old-fashioned way.
Yes, it is. As I said, it's something that it does rely on geographical information. So you do need to have support by your local lands department in order to source maps. And they also need to determine the scale at which, the model will be, so that, which would be effective enough to communities for, making proper decisions on resource management and planning. But, yes, there is a GIS element to that, whereas you will have to, that is something that the communities don't have to do themselves. It's something that the local government can assist with. So the communities themselves, they build the model, and they put all the features and based on their local knowledge on the map that they would like to monitor over time.
Do the models therefore give the local community a more accurate picture, if you like, of what the impacts calamity of climate change, rising sea levels may be, if they have to decide that they need to move further up the island, to higher ground, that sort of thing? They can actually visualize what it might look like.
The beauty of having a three-dimensional model is that you can see, it's a bird's eye view of a district or a village or a whole island. And it enables communities to look, to see the subject area from all angles, to consult with their fellow neighboring districts or villages, if you will. And just to see where all these, different activities overlap. There could be projects running in different villages that sort of touch on the same objectives. It could be disaster risk reduction, or coastal erosion management, coastal adaptation, relocation of villages inland due to climate change impacts. So, it just allows everybody to have a real-time look at what's going on, what activities overlap, and so they can coordinate better and in that sort of sense.
How has it been in terms of a community-building exercise? Has it brought the community together and focused their attention on what may lie ahead for them if the climate is unkind?
Yes, this activity has really, in my experience of the last few models that we have done, and especially in the recent model that we helped to construct with community support in the Cook Islands, there's really, really good engagement from community members, community elders coming together to discuss, the model and what goes where, what was there that wasn't there before, and also looking into the future and also referring to the past and just looking at, where certain areas of, for example, communal resource, marine resource closures, the traditional marine protected area closures, as an example.
So would you expect these models not only to proliferate across Cook Islands, but elsewhere in the Pacific as well? I mean, they're relevant essentially right across the Pacific, aren't they, in terms of long-term planning?
P3D is not new to the Pacific Islands. It's new to Polynesia. It's quite advanced in countries such as Papua New Guinea. And it's also been applied across Fiji, the Solomons, and Vanuatu as well, I understand. But we're now through the Jeff Paz Integrated Island Biodiversity Project, which implements. We have managed to cover four countries since November last year. So, and this is really looking at rolling it out to this part of the Pacific.